A new report is illustrating the economic impacts of BC's vet shortage on the province's livestock sector and rural communities. The BC Cattlemen's Association engaged the consulting company MNPLLP to undertake a study of the economic impact of veterinary medicine in BC and to demonstrate how the absence of veterinary services affects the economy of BC. The study found that there are 1,800 veterinarians working in private practice in BC, and of these, between 250 and 300 veterinarians provide care for large animals. The ratio of large animals to veterinarians working in large or mixed animal practices in urban BC was between 3,000 and 3,500 animals per veterinarian. In rural and northern BC, that ratio is between 7,700 and 8,900 animals per veterinarian. BC's livestock sector contributes approximately $1.5 billion of GDP to BC's economy annually and supports over 20,000 full-time equivalent jobs. The study reported that veterinarians play a critical role in ensuring the sustainability and viability of the sector. They provide medical and surgical services to livestock as well as consultation on disease prevention and treatment. They also support food security and safety through veterinary oversight of agricultural operations. The economic study of veterinary medicine clearly shows the need for more veterinarians working in mixed animal practices in rural and northern communities, said Regional District Fraser Fort George Chair, Laura Beckett. It shows the value of a veterinary practice itself, and the support vets provide to food animal producers as well as the priceless care for our companion pets. She said the recent announcement of 40 provincially funded seats at the Western College of Veterinary Medicine in Saskatchewan is a step in the right direction. And we look forward to working with the province to explore a Made in BC solution to train and recruit more vets. The group is advocating for a veterinary program made in and taught in BC, stating a veterinary training program at UNBC would enable students from the north and across the province to study and practice in BC. The BC Vet Study Working Group members have also sent a letter to Premier David Eby outlining the study and asking the province work to establish a veterinary training program in BC.